Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're here to give you, parents and teachers, a quick look inside The Juice. Okay, first up, there's this really quite extraordinary story of generosity. It's about Kristen Johnson. She reconnected with an old high school classmate, Stephen Register, an MLB player, after like 20 years.
Right.
And he was in dire need of a liver transplant. Stage 4 colon cancer, couldn't even get chemo.
A really tough situation.
Yeah, and they discover they share a blood type, B plus A, and she just agrees to donate 70% of her liver.
Wow. Just like that.
Pretty much. He called it so far out of left field, you know, given how long they'd been out of touch. It allows his liver to regenerate so he can finally get treatment.
That's incredible. It really makes you think, doesn't it? What qualities deep down motivate someone to do something that significant for another person?
Especially after so long apart.
Exactly. Mm. And maybe prompt a discussion about how one person's kindness like this might sort of ripple outwards. Affect others in the community?
That ripple effect idea is interesting. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit. The next article looks at challenges at the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Ah, yeah, the recent strike.
Right. It actually led to a temporary shutdown.
Yeah.
Staff were protesting decaying conditions inside.
Things like temperature swings that could damage the art.
That and structural issues, leaks. They mentioned needing buckets on rainy days.
Not what you expect at the Louvre.
No. Plus, severe overcrowding, almost 9 million visitors a year, way more than it was built for.
Mm-hmm. Creates huge pressure, even with that big renovation planned.
So the discussion here could be about responsibility, you know? What duties do big institutions like museums have to their staff and obviously to the priceless things they house?
And also maybe, how does that sheer number of people impact the art itself and just the experience of visiting?
Good points. It's a tricky balance. Okay, next we have the quote of the day.
Always like these.
Today it's from Mother Teresa. If you judge people, you have no time to love them.
Powerful words.
Yeah, and the article gives some background on her life, founding the Missionaries of Charity, her work with the poor in Kolkata, the Nobel Peace Prize.
A life dedicated to service.
Absolutely. So the quote really prompts reflection.
Definitely. You could ask kids, what does it really mean to judge people?
Mm-hmm.
And how might doing that get in the way of actually connecting with them?
Or understanding them.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe flip it.
Yeah.
How could focusing more on compassion help us interact better with people who seem, you know, different from us?
Important questions. Now, a more serious topic. Rising political violence in the U.S.
Yes, I saw that one. It's concerning.
The article mentions recent incidents like the shooting of lawmakers in Minnesota, assassination attempts.
That's unsettling stuff.
And it quotes experts like Professor Robert Pape saying conditions for this kind of violence seem to be worsening.
Fueled by rhetoric, right. Mm. Politicians calling opponents enemies.
Exactly. And while political violence isn't new in the U.S., the article notes surveys showing growing public support for it, which is maybe the most worrying part.
That normalization is deeply problematic. It leads to thinking about safety and respect. How can communities navigate these really deep divisions peacefully?
A huge challenge.
And it ties back to language, doesn't it?
Mm.
What role does communication, the words people choose, play in either bringing people together or, well, driving them further apart.
Okay, let's move to the global stage. An article about a decision facing President Trump regarding the Israel-Iran conflict.
A very complex situation.
It explains Israel has been bombing Iran's nuclear program, and the U.S. has provided defense systems but mostly stayed out militarily.
Trying to walk a fine line.
Right. But Trump, with his America First approach, has sent mixed signals, urging Tehran residents to flee, calling for Iran's unconditional surrender.
Raising the stakes significantly.
Yeah, and analysts say dismantling Iran's underground facilities would likely require U.S. tech. So big questions about potential intervention.
This really highlights the weight on leaders. What factors go into deciding whether or how to get involved in conflicts between other nations?
Especially when you have alliances and strategic interests.
Exactly. And how does a country's stated foreign policy, like America First, influence its actual actions and maybe how other countries see those actions?
Okay, let's end on something a little lighter, maybe. Iconic movie props going up for auction.
Ah, fun. Heritage Auctions.
That's the one. Their summer entertainment auction. We're talking Rosebud from Citizen Kane.
The sled. Wow.
Starting bid, $250,000.
Goodness.
Also, Indy's whip for $200K, Obi-Wan and Anakin's lightsabers for $50K each.
Okay, now you're talking.
And James Bond's little yellow Citroen for another $250K. They call them mythic pieces.
They really are, aren't they? More than just props. It makes you wonder, why do certain objects from movies or history become so valuable, so culturally significant?
They capture something.
Yeah, what elevates them? What makes something truly iconic or legendary in our shared memory? Fun things to ponder.
So that's a quick tour through some of the articles your students are digging into today in The Juice. We hope this overview gives you some useful insights and maybe some starting points for conversations. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.